Good morning. My name is Monica Donnelly, and I love to create connectedness and aliveness in my community. This is the podcast where I share my thoughts and my tools and resources in my daily life, and that hopefully brings you value, hopefully gives you a bit of motivation, and a place where I love to share my energy with you. So thank you so much for listening. Today I dropped my kids off to school. If it sounds a bit strange, it's because I'm recording this in the car. Today I dropped my kids off to school and got an overwhelming sense of emotion, happy emotion for once, happy emotion, because I realize the trigger for me that helps me understand whether how my morning's been. You know, we have KPIs at work, we have targets in our business, and there's no manual that comes with parenting. Well, if there is, I must have lost mine. And so over the last year or so, I've started to take note of things in my personal life and things in my parenting life that help me understand when things, triggers when things are going downhill, and triggers that show me, or not triggers, and external things that happen that help me identify, oh, things are going well. Because for myself personally, and this might be the same for you, I get so caught up in the day-to-day activity that sometimes I don't realize we're all angry at each other and not being productive. And the same's true when sometimes I don't realize everything's going well. And the reason why those two indicators are important to me is because I want to know when things are going downhill, because I'm committed to not being angry mum, not being shouty mum, not dropping into my survival instinct of I'm going to bulldoze my way through because I wasn't organized or I wasn't prepared or I'm caught off guard and I'm just going to make anything happen. So I'm grateful for my entrepreneur spirit and my natural ability to get things done. But in the process, if I don't organize myself well, I end up just turning into someone I'm not proud of, someone who gets very angry and short-tempered. And so I learned through my coach, Michelle Clark. She's an amazing coach, a business coach, and she helped me understand the importance of finding the triggers that tell me when things are going downhill. and I'll talk about that a little bit later, because right now I'm high on life and I want to focus on the positive. So it made me think, after a few months of practicing identifying the indicators for when things are not going so well, I started to realize, well, the same must be true for positive things. And I mean, we're all told, right? What are you grateful? Write down three things you're grateful for in the morning. And I don't know about you, but it kind of just ends up being the same three grateful things. My kids, my partner, my health. I always put technology on the list because I'm really grateful without that. A lot of things that I do in my life as a single mum wouldn't have been possible, and the way I want to grow wouldn't be possible without the technology we have, so I'm really grateful for that. But I was starting to lose a bit of, I don't know, it wasn't hitting the spot. I needed something else other than just to think of the top three things in my brain that I'm grateful for at any given time. I wanted to be really present and aware of all the good that's happening around me. And so I started to write down a couple of key indicators of how I know things in my life are going really well. And the big one for me, I have a few, but the big one for me is when I drop my kids off in the morning, do they say goodbye to me? And I'm getting emotional thinking about it because it sounds like such a small thing. But man, when I've turned into the Hulk, my kids don't say goodbye to me. They get out of the car and just walk off. And that really hits me, going, oh, no success for me is going to feel like fulfillment if my family aren't standing next to me on the way, right? So I pulled up to the kids' school, and without prompting, they all turned around individually and said, bye, Mum. I love you, Mum. And I was like, wow, that's my indicator that helps me understand as a parent where I'm going well. What am I doing well? I must be doing something well because they take the time out of their morning to stop and remember to turn around and say goodbye. And yeah, that really means a lot to me. So hopefully, thanks for listening if you got this far, but I would really love to hear from you. What do you, what have you noticed, or do you realize that, have you used the tool of key performance indicators? That's what we say at work. Hang on. Key indicators. Do you have triggers to help you stop you before you go downhill? And do you have indicators that you look out for that you aware of that help you remind you, yeah, you're doing great. Today's a good day. Yeah, if you do, that's great. I would love to hear them. You can hit me up on Instagram at @MonicaDonnellyNZ. Otherwise, if you don't, and that sounds like something you're interested in, hit up Michelle Clark. She's an amazing business coach. If you don't have a business, but you're still wanting to maybe get some more information about this, hit me up. I'm happy to have a chat with you. Yeah, that's what I wanted to share for today. So shout out to all the single parents out there hustling and grinding, and shout out to everyone actually who's focusing on their dreams, focusing on making them a reality. And I look forward to sharing more with you. All right. Love you guys. Peace out.